This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Hurricane Dorian is churning its way westward by northwest towards the Bahamas, where residents are getting ready for whatever the storm has for them. AP's Julie Walker reports.
For Hurricanes Matthew and Irma, Jeffrey Allen, who lives in Freeport, evacuated, but says he's riding this one out.
We're going to wait it out this time because with Matthew, we evacuated and actually, it turned out we were pretty much unscathed in that particular area.
Allen, who works in construction, says he's getting ready for Dorian.
The first gas station I went to, I was actually at the pump and they ran out of fuel.
His cousin Barbara Carey, who lives in Nassau, is also stocking up on necessities like groceries.
It was about 14 registers and I was like the 20th online on one of the registers.
Carey owns a travel company in the Bahamas and says a lot of cruise ships that are there are rerouting so they don't get hit. I'm Julie Walker.
Protesters set fires in a main thoroughfare and police responded with pepper spray and baton charges early Sunday in Hong Kong. Earlier, police fired blue-colored water from water cannon and fired tear gas in a standoff with protesters. Karen Chamas reports.
Protesters took to the streets, ignoring a police ban against the march to mark the fifth anniversary of China's decision against fully democratic elections in Hong Kong. A large crowd of protesters wearing helmets and gas masks gathered outside the city government building. Police fired tear gas from the other side of the barriers, then brought out a water cannon truck that fired regular water and then coloured water at the protesters, staining them and nearby journalists. Businessman Jimmy Lay said Hong Kong citizens had to keep fighting for their rights.
The Hong Kong situation is getting tense here, but we have to go on.
I'm Karen Chamas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghan security forces are claiming the upper hand after a coordinated Taliban assault in the northern city of Kunduz on Saturday. President Ashraf Ghani went on television to say that government forces had repelled the Taliban insurgents who attacked beginning very early on Saturday morning. Residents and officials said insurgents assaulted Kunduz, the capital of the province, from several different directions, triggering intense gun battles with Afghan government forces. The attack comes even as leaders of the insurgent group are engaged in marathon peace talks with the United States on ending the 18-year-old deadly war. Consumers can expect to take a hit from President Donald Trump's latest round of tariffs on Chinese imports, which take effect in a few hours. When Trump's new tariffs kick in at 12:01 a.m. Sunday, 69% of the consumer goods Americans buy from China will face import taxes. That's up from 29% now. Louisiana sugarcane grower Carl Newton says there's not much that U.S. farmers can do about the trade war.
If you're in the export market in agriculture, you have to deal with geopolitical risk. And this is the tariffs with China is a perfect example of that. And I don't know how to manage that. You know, you just hold on and muddle through and hope things get better.
The 15% tariffs on $112 billion worth of Chinese imports apply to items ranging from smartwatches and TVs to shoes, diapers, sporting goods, meat, and dairy products. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg says that she's doing very well following recent treatment for cancer. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The Supreme Court disclosed a little more than a week ago that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg had completed 3 weeks of outpatient radiation therapy for a cancerous tumor on her pancreas. In a statement, the court said after the treatment, there was no evidence of disease elsewhere in the body. It was the fourth time since 1999 that Ginsburg had been treated for cancer. On Saturday, the 86-year-old justice spoke at the Library of Congress National Book Festival in Washington, where she told the audience they could see she's alive. Ginsburg says she's on her way to being very well and vows to be ready when the Supreme Court begins hearing arguments again October 7th. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And hundreds of people held an unauthorized protest march in central Moscow following recent demonstrations in which thousands were detained and many beaten by police. The protests are the largest outburst of dissent in Russia since 2012. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA.